Seth Kim Cohen discusses 433 for Public Bus.
433 for Public Bus was a piece that I made a few years ago for a gallery in New Haven, Connecticut called Grand Projects. The work that was presented at Grand Projects was a kind of prospective exhibition as opposed to a retrospective. So it was an exhibition of works that I had not yet made, possibly works that I will never make. And the only way that spectators, visitors to the gallery could experience the works was to take the audio tour, the way that you do it at museums nowadays. So they would arrive at the front door, put on a pair of headphones, and be given a small MP3 player, and then they could walk through the gallery stopping at numbered plaques and listening to the descriptions of various works yet to be made, complete with commentary by curators and critics and other artists. This particular piece, 433 for Public Bus, was obviously a kind of riff on John Cage's most famous and in some quarters infamous piece, 433. And it was maybe the earliest instance of me sort of taking issue with some of Cage's thinking on sound and some of the earliest examples of me suggesting kind of an alternate way of thinking about both 433 and Cage's practice in general. These ideas later kind of blossomed into a book called In the Blink of an Ear, Toward a Non-Cochlear Sonic Art, which I published in 2009. And that kind of thinking has really influenced the kind of work that I've done ever since, a kind of conceptual approach to sonic practice, which doesn't really rely on listening as the primary perceptual mode or the primary kind of spectator activity, but instead points towards more conceptual concerns, social concerns, political concerns, a kind of critical thinking. Yeah, I guess that's about it.